going to Eastwood Park. That was the social point of for us at the time, back in the 50s. In the wintertime, of course, you had this, the public skating, and of course the hockey league was operating down there. That's where I played hockey, and a lot of kids went to, at the time, to the police minor league. And if you got to police minor, you're a pretty good hockey player. Guys like Yoshio Kitamura, who lives down on Victoria Street, Wayne Jacklin, Gord Flett, who's a fireman, is married to Diane Moore. Their parents, her parents, still live over on John Street. The son, Bobby, I went to school with, has been on the Hamilton Police Force for about 30-odd years. In the summertime, they had dances.
Winter time was great. We were skating every day in Eastwood Park. As soon as they flooded the park, we were skating. Well, they used to flood what they called the tennis court.
Yeah.
And then they built two hockey rinks. You know, you've seen them with the boards up the side.
Yeah.
They had two hockey rinks every year there. And the pleasure skating was in the tennis court. And... right across the road from them, from the tennis court, lived people by the name of Brown, Adam and Andy Brown. Adam Brown made it to the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his father used to be out there 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. They would freeze the rink on a Saturday night at 12 o'clock. At 6 o'clock in the morning, he'd be out there driving them boys. Go, go, go! It was fun to watch, and they used to skate like mad. They were good. We had a lot of fun down there. The old-time hockey players told Blake Kirk, Bert Gardner, they used to come down here to play hockey.
Oh, yeah?
But they were kids then,
yeah.
And they were in the NHL, actually, going to the NHL. And told Blake, great goalie from Quebec, worked in the National Steel
Company. Mary Street.
Yes.
Mary Street, you used to go right to the bay.
Yes.
In fact, before they built the Navy Yard there, we used to swim there. And we used to play in the park and swim and come back and play and jump in the bay.
Off the wall there.
Yeah.
Was the wall built?
We used to call it revetting walls.
Yeah.
Well, one year they had the Commonwealth game. Well, we used to swim there before they built the big diving boards.
Oh, okay.
For the swimmers to dive off, you see. So they had to be deep to for them to dive and do their tricks.
And summer it was swimming, Eastwood Park. All summer long we play baseball, Sundays. In those days, if your parents were like mine, Sundays you were supposed to dress up and sit like a little idiot. You never get out to play. You know? And that's the way my parents thought they would raise me. But I would just take a walk down the park and play ball anyway, you know.
Yeah.
You wanted to watch action, you always climb to the top of the grandstand and watch the big crap game down below. Every Sunday morning it was a big crap game down there. We used to be able to make a quarter or 50 cents if we stood up on top of the grandstand and watched for the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to do silly damn things, you know. Get flashlights and sneak down at night because there used to be a road go around there before they built the naval barracks.
Yeah.
The road you could drive in off of off Burlington Street. And go right down along the shore. We used to get a flashlight or two. Or even without flashlights. We'd do what you call weed sneaking. People would come in and park their cars along the road at night. And they would be sitting necking, as you know, young people do. Well, you'd get five or six young fellas around 9, 10, 12 years old in around there, 11 years old. And you sneak up on these cars. Nobody knew. And you get three at the front, three at the back. And jump on the bumpers and start rocking the cars. Scare the living hell out of the people in the car. And then run like the devil. But that's the way you made your own fun.